arms like those arms.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've enjoyed all the music today. It's been a real blessing to my heart. And I'm looking forward to preaching the message that God's laid on my heart this morning. We're going to be talking again about the Ten Commandments. We're going to be talking about the Ten Commandments for, well, about 10 weeks. That's a commandment a week, right? We'll be talking about the Ten Commandments for a while on Sunday mornings. I'd like to get into them, but God just would not allow me. If I preached on the first commandment this morning, this is what I would preach. Amen. But I'm going to preach this. I'm going to preach to you, lay a little bit more foundation about the Ten Commandments. I don't know what you know about the Ten Commandments. I know this. Our world knows very little about them. That's obvious. I'm concerned that our churches know much about them. And I don't know how many homes are following the instruction that we've been given about the Ten Commandments. I thought about several things this past week as I was just meditating on what God would have me to bring, and just these commandments of the Lord, the importance of the commandments, the Ten Commandments. I fear that if we're not careful, as New Testament, born-again children of God, we'll set aside these Ten Commandments and we'll think, well, you know what, they're no longer for us today, or they no longer have a place in the New Testament covenant. But brethren, I'm here to tell you that they're just as vital today as the day that God spoke unto Moses on the Mount Sinai. Very important, and I want to talk to you about these Ten Commandments as a whole, and then we'll see how the Lord leads us. So, Pastor David read in your hearing again these Ten Commandments. I thought about this. I thought about how that when God gave these Ten Commandments, if we're not careful, we'll miss it. We'll miss it. Yes, God gave them to the children of Israel. Yes, God gave them to a nation. But when you read this passage of Scripture carefully, you will see that what God gave these commandments for was for the family. The family. He said, I want your family to have a future. Look, if you would, after God gave these commandments, he says it over and over again. In verse number 29 of chapter 5, he said, oh, that there was such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well. Why should they hear these Ten Commandments? Why did I give these Ten Commandments? Why should they keep these Ten Commandments? Here's why. He said, look at it now, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. He said, I want you to teach it. Look in chapter number 6, in verse number 7. Thou shalt teach them these Ten Commandments. Thou shalt teach them in chapter 6, verse number 7. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. He said, you need to teach your children the Ten Commandments. We've quit teaching our children the Ten Commandments. Say, well, preacher, I want to teach them how to get saved. You want to teach them how to get saved? Teach them they're lost. You want to know they're lost? Teach them these Ten Commandments. Amen. As I was sitting at my desk this week and just meditating, God spoke to my heart and said, this is why I want the commandments taught in the home. Yes, teach them grace. But law leads them to grace. Law lets them see what they can't do and lets them see what God can do and what they can do with God's help. Law lets them see that they're sinners. And the only way you'll ever want to be saved is to realize you've sinned against God. See, that's what leads someone to be saved. I fear we've got a lot of people making professions without possessions. You cannot get saved until you realize you're lost. The whole needeth not a physician. Jesus said the sick need a physician. When you realize that you have sinned and come short of the glory of God, when you realize you cannot meet the requirements of God, that you have offended the law of God, you'll cry out for His mercy and His grace and thank God Jesus will save you by His amazing grace. Amen. And so He said, I want you to teach these commandments in your home. Now I want to give you some things that that happened in the family. You see, God instituted the family. Listen to me carefully, brethren. We're living in an age that has forgotten these things. And I want to remind us of these things again. We're living in an age that thinks man can define the family. Well, we've seen where that's led us. I said, we've seen where that's led us. Listen, a doctor does not determine what gender you are. God does. That's determined in the womb. That's determined before the foundation of the world. Well, we're confused. We're confused. Why? Because we haven't been teaching these commandments. The family. Did you know there's only one thing that came out of Eden that can still do us good? And that's the family. God instituted the family before he instituted the church. God instituted the family, the home, before he instituted government. Those are God's three institutions: the family, the home, the church, and government. And as the family goes, so goes the others. God started with the family. The family is not man's idea. Now, I know what we were taught in these Egyptian schools. I know, I was taught it too. That we come from some ooze and some soup and some muckety-muck, you know, washed up on shore and grew a tail and became a monkey and blah, blah, blah. Hey, that's not where family come from. The family came from the heart of God, the mind of God, amen. That's right. God said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother. See, a lot of young men's got some decisions to make. You better make sure you're ready to make a commitment before you make a decision. I'm going to be preaching that tonight. Listen, I encourage you, not because I'm doing the preaching, but because of the content that's being preached. You need to be here on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights. I believe you need to be here Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. But you need to be here to hear these messages on the home. Brethren, the home as we know it is evaporating. It is being destroyed. Every young man will have a decision to make one day. God said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother. That's a decision. I'm going somewhere with this. And shall cleave unto his wife. That's a commitment. And before you make that decision, you better be ready to make that commitment. One of them, folks say, well, you know, the most important relationship on earth is between mother and child. Who told you that? That's not true. Thank God for mothers. Amen. Thank God for mothers. Can I tell you, that dwelling is temporary. I'm going to tell you something that's permanent. What God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. That's the book. So before you get ready to make that decision, that's a big decision. Say amen with me, folks. See, listen, some of you got a little age on. You need to be saying amen. Some of these young people need to know it's not just some flippant decision you make. Behind that decision is a commitment. Commitment. If you're not willing to make that commitment, don't you make that decision. And we've quit teaching it. And we've quit preaching it. This is not a take it or leave it. This is God's word. There's some things that are learned in the home that are great for us. Say, I didn't have a very good home experience. Well, I know who I'm speaking to. Not everyone here had the ideal home experience. But that doesn't mean that God's first institution and God's primary institution is still the home. God is still just as interested in the home as he was in the bowels of Egypt, in the bowels of Eden. Amen? The Garden of Eden. Still just as interested. I wrote down some things that came to my heart, and I want to share them with you before I get into. Today we're going to start a law school. We're going to start a law school. I'm going to help you get one started. You need to start a law school in your home. You need to start teaching the law. Oh, preacher, I'm under grace. I know that. But you need to teach the law so that people can understand and appreciate grace. See their need for grace. Tell you what the book says. This is what the Bible says. See, we've quit teaching the law, and that's why there's a lot of young people have made a profession, but there's been no change in their life. Because they didn't know what laws they've broken. They still don't know. It's important, brethren. It's important. See, God knows what he's doing when we don't. God said, I want you to teach those young ones. I want you to teach those young ones, your sons and your sons' sons, I want you to teach them these Ten Commandments. What's wrong with the Ten Commandments? Can anyone stand and bring a charge against these commandments? Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not have unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not use the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. Listen, what's wrong with those? Nothing. These are great principles and commandments to live by. Teach them to your children. Say, preacher, I've messed up. My children's done grew up and gone on. It's never too late. It's never too late. Live them. Obey them. Teach them. I want to help you. Many of you have children still in your home. Now, Sheridan Island raised ours. And now they have children in their home. Oh, how I pray to God that my children and my sons-in-laws and daughters-in-laws would take this advice for their children. You say, preacher, it's hard to have family devotion. It's hard to sit down with the Word of God. Yeah, I know. It is. Boy, the devil will fight you. Won't he, dads? Listen to me. Won't he fight you, folks? Moms, listen to me. Won't he fight you? You want to sit down and break open the Word of God, you know, and share the Scripture? But yet the Bible says you ought to do that. You say, the Bible says that? Look again in chapter 6 of Deuteronomy, verse number 7 now. He said, thou shalt teach them. Teach what? The Ten Commandments. Unto who? Unto the children. And you shall talk with them when thou sittest in thine house. Have a good devotional time. Talk about the Ten Commandments when you're sitting around with your children. So I can't get them off the phones long enough. I got some ideas on that. See me after the service. And he said, and when thou walkest by the way. He said, when you're out having activities, use some of life lessons to teach them the Ten Commandments. Isn't that what he said, brethren? Look at it. When thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down before you turn in, be sure to tell them a commandment and tell them something about those commandments that God requires of us. Look what he said. And when thou risest up, first thing when you get up, before you have breakfast, you ought to break open a Bible. Say amen with me, brethren. But see, we've gotten away from this. And we wonder why we have such a rebellious generation. Why there's so much violence and confusion. Why the world seems to be spiraling out of control and we're on a moral free fall. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. The church has quit leading the way. We're allowing the world to lead the way. Rather than I believe that you want just as much as I want. I believe we need to please God, and I believe the way to please God is to teach these commandments in our home. Now, that's not all, but that sure is a good start. I wrote these things down. Did you know, finally, child psychologists and folks of the science, you know, folks say, well, we discovered this and discovered that. The only thing you discover is what God already created. Hey, man, don't fool yourself. Children in the home get self-concept. They realize who they are and what they can do and what's expected of them. They have security and confidence, love and self-esteem and self-worth. It's very important for a child to understand these things. Can you say amen with me? It's very important. Don't leave a child to himself. The Bible says a child left to himself will bring his mother to shame. Children just can't be left to themselves and be expected to turn out right. You just can't drive them to Sunday school and drop them off or drop down to the local school and drop them off and think things are going to go okay. They need some training. They need some principle installed in their life. They need mom and dad to live the Ten Commandments and to live the Bible and to trust God and to praise Jesus in their presence. They need to hear how that they were in bondage and the God of heaven came down to Egypt's land and delivered them out of there and redeemed their soul from a devil's hell, you see. They need to hear these things. I'm talking about your children, our children, brethren. It's important. They learn self-concept. They also learn and get the concept of life. Listen to me. Your children, our children need to be taught laws and limitations, guidelines and rules. They need to understand that they're not the law, that they don't make the rules. Amen. Your children shouldn't be making rules. They should be taught to follow them. You say, what should happen if they don't follow them? Get you a switch. Oh, now, preacher, you lost me there. Did I? Well, turn to Proverbs chapter number 23, and let's see who's lost. I think our society's lost. Amen. Turn to the Word, brethren. I'm teaching you about children. I'm teaching you about home. Your child rolls their eyes at you. You better take hold of that situation. Proverbs chapter number 29. Listen, I'm concerned about what the Bible says, not about what man thinks. Amen. Amen. Now, preacher, we're not going to build the church if you just start preaching what the Bible says. I'm not going to change. Because this book's not going to change. Amen. Well, now, they won't come if you preach the Bible. Well, I'm going to keep preaching it. I tell you right now, we started out with less than we have now, and I've been preaching it. They're still coming, amen. Because some people still want to know what the Bible says. Some people don't realize they want to know, but they need to know. Are you in Proverbs chapter number 23? Look if you would. Proverbs 23. Look there if you would in Proverbs 23. Let's look at Proverbs 23, verse number 13. Let's see what the good book says. You thought switching was grandma's idea. Switching's God's idea. Grandma just took it up. Amen. You with me? Proverbs 23, verse 13. Withhold not correction from the child. Oh, preacher, now if we switch them, if we hold correction from them, if we do that, now it's going to warp the little ego. If you don't, it's going to warp their life. Withhold not correction from a child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Oh, you teaching beating children. You look that word beat up. It means to strike. If you look it up closely, it means to strike lightly or severely. Just depends on what the crime was. Amen. Amen. Look it up. Look at verse number 14. Thou shalt beat him, thou shalt strike him, thou shalt switch him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. So I don't know if God's right on that one. God's always right. We just disagree. You're wrong. I'm telling you what God said. I'll never switch my children. I can believe you never have. I've been watching some of them. I'm telling you what the book says. I'm not mad at you. I'm a little disappointed in the way our world's turning. The way that a lot of folks that call themselves Christians, the direction we're going in, won't discipline your children. See, that's God put those children in your home for you to train them. You to discipline them. You correct them. Turn to Proverbs 29. Now listen carefully to me, Mama. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. The Word of God will bring help. Now you're looking at a person just in the event, that someone else says, well, we're going to slip out. Well, don't slip out before you hear this part. You're looking at a preacher that if I knew you abused your child, I'd turn you in. I'm not for child abuse. But giving your child a switching is not abuse. Well, the government said it was. The government said it's okay to kill them. So you be careful what you believe about the government. The government takes about 1/3 of my paycheck, and I don't appreciate it. They call it taxes. They're not even representing. I could get way, listen, we could get real deep right here if you wanted to. But I want to just stay with, listen, I want to stay with the thought. God knows that our children need some training, they need some switching, they need their little hides tanned from time to time. We have a man in the church, and I won't call his name to protect the innocent. He calls it warming the biscuits. Amen. How many of you here when you were growing up got a whipping, you got a spanking, you got switch? Raise your hand. I want you to look around you now. Look around you. Hold them up high now. How many of you children in the congregation right now, keep your hands up, keep your hands up. Children, I want you to join us. How many of you when you were young got, how many of you now get spankings at home? Children, now raise your hand if you still, keep your hands up, adults. You're the one giving them. Amen. That's about 99.9%. I wonder if we go down to the penitentiary and ask the same question. How many of them raise their hands? Go down to the magistrate's office. You listening to me? Say, brethren, listen, I don't enjoy preaching this way, but somebody's got to speak up and say what everybody else seems to be afraid to say. We need to start spanking the children. So, well, the government said you can't. The government didn't have these babies. They're not sending me any checks to feed them. It's not the government's place to raise your children. It's your place. Train them up. Train them up. Teach them respect. Teach them honor. Teach them these Ten Commandments. Amen. Proverbs 29, you there? Look at verse number 15. I'm going to tell you a way you can cut out a lot of foolishness and tomfoolery and a lot of silliness. God said it right here. Proverbs 29, verse 15. The rod and reproof give wisdom. That's God's word. You want your children to grow up wise? I don't know a parent that doesn't. God said it right there. See, you can't let children believe they're a law unto themselves. You can't let them believe that they're the buck stops there, because it doesn't. It doesn't fly over at 63 Hemlock, rather. In case you don't know, that's my address. You need to know. Those children need to know who's in charge. See, I don't like this kind of preaching. It's Bible preaching. So I hadn't heard this in a while. It's because you've been in the wrong kind of church. This is Bible preaching. You say, preacher, you believe a child needs a whipping every time they do something wrong? Nope. I believe there's times they just need good instruction. Notice again, I want you to notice now, it says, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Now, you don't want to be down there crying when they're serving that warrant on him. Listen to me now. You don't be down there when they're throwing him behind bars for public indecency or drunkenness. You listening? Just trying to help you. That's all. And yet, if you don't instill some discipline, some correction, some instruction, it's not going to end well for you. So we go back to Deuteronomy chapter number 6. A child gets self-concept. They get the concept of life, limitations, guidelines. They learn in the home how to live with others. Boy, I tell you right now, it's hard to live with them siblings. Amen. You remember growing up, don't you? Yeah. Seemed like everything I had, my brothers thought it was theirs. My poor old sister, man, everything she had, we took. Well, not everything. It's just, I'm telling you, the family is God's way of teaching some good principle. I'm going to tell you one of the greatest things you'll learn that God wanted learned in the family, in the home. Respect for people's property and respect for authority. Don't you let your children roll their eyes at you. If you let your children roll their eyes at you, they'll roll their eyes at their teacher. They'll roll their eyes at a law officer. They'll roll their eyes when God tells them to do something. See, God teaches authority structure in the home. Don't you let that happen now. You teach them respect, to stand up straight and to make eye contact with you and to listen to what you have to say and then carry out those orders until they're finished. Amen. See, we used to preach this and practice it, but we've gotten away from it. Thank you, Brother Dan. I had a whole thing up here. Somebody could have just said, hey, preacher, how about wiping your nose? In the home, in the family, children get their concept of God. Right? What are you teaching your children about God? That they can just do anything they want and God won't require it? I sure hope you're not teaching your children that. That God doesn't hold man accountable? Do you hold your children accountable? When you give them responsibilities, do you hold them accountable to complete and carry out those responsibilities? See, these are things that are taught in the home. And God said, I want you to teach these Ten Commandments. Now, here we go. You ready? We're going to start a law school. You ready to start Barker Law School today? I think it's time for Barkers to start a law school. The Olivers and the Freemans, the Smiths. That's right, the Selfs. It's time to start some law schools. You say, well, preacher, we've already started a law school. That's good. I want to help you. I want the Keys family to start them up a law school. Because God said, I want you to teach these in your home. You listening to me? Merrimans, there's a bunch of you. Need to start you about three or four homeschool, law schools at home. Everybody needs to start them a law school in their home. It's what God said. It's what God said. He said, I want you to teach these laws in your home. Is that what he said, brethren? Read it. He said, I want you to teach them. Are you teaching them? Number one, you ready to start the law school? You ready? Where's the campus going to be? Well, the Bible says, look at it now, in chapter number 6, verse number 7, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. The campus should be your home. You teach your children what the Bible says. You teach your children these Ten Commandments. Number two, not only where the campus, who's the professors? Well, we live in a day where the children think they are the professors. Can I tell you that I know a lot of things have changed since I was a boy, but I sure do thank God. I was not raised in a Christian home, and yet I was taught some things that need still to be taught in homes today that are Christian. When I was in the room with adults, I kept my mouth shut. I was told, you're here to be seen and not heard. Want to hear anything you've got to say? We'll ask you. You say, that's rude. That's wrong. I don't know. I didn't turn out too bad. Some of you thinking, I don't know, preacher. I don't know. How many of you brought up that way? Raise your hand. Look around you now, folks. I just do that so people won't think this man's crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. Not at all. I'm telling you what this book teaches. Going to have a good law school, going to have some good professors to teach the law. Who's that? The parents. Look again in chapter number 7. Thou shalt teach them. The parents. Thou shalt teach them. Look in verse number 2 of chapter 6. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I commanded thee, thou and thy son's son. Teach them to your children. Teach them to your grandchildren. Teach them. Teach those young ones, brethren. And there's no autopilot. You can't turn the children loose and just hope for the best and just kind of throw it up in the air and say, well, I hope they land right. That's not the way you raise a family. You've got to instill and invest in them. Come on, say amen with me. Don't go to sleep on me. I know the devil wants to put you to sleep and don't want you to hear this. I'm not trying to be contrary and mean-spirited. I'm trying to help somebody. We need to understand that if we don't get back to these principles here, there's some folks even sitting in the sound of my voice going to lose their families. It's not going to be well with thee. Look in chapter 5 and verse number 29. The latter part said, I want you to teach these commandments. Listen, Dad, listen, Mom, that it may be well with you and with your children forever. I want it to be well with you. Folks think, well, if I teach my children that, they won't have fun. No, it'll be well with them. See, when God says, thou shalt, he's saying, come on, enjoy yourself. Just within some guidelines. And when he says, thou shalt not, he said, don't hurt yourself now. Right? It's no different than you when you're turning your children out to play. You say there's certain places you need to stay away from. Stay away from everybody. Why? You might get hurt over there. See, God's going to tell you that too. Amen. And so the professors are the parents. The professors are those of us who have children and grandchildren. We're to do it because God commanded it. We're to do it because it'll be well with us. We're to do it. Look, if you would, in verse number 10 of Deuteronomy chapter number 6. It shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land. That's the land of Canaan, which you swear unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. He said, God's going to take care of you. It's going to be well with you. God will honor it. God will reward it, you see. Brethren, I'm here to tell you, God rewards those that keep his word. Amen. I fear somehow we've gotten to the place in our life that we've heard so much about the God of grace, and I thank God that he's a God of grace. But God just doesn't reward us for any old thing. God doesn't reward disobedience, brethren. You disobey, it's not going to be well with you. That's the book. So the scripture says, the parents or the professors. You say, well, preacher, I'm not fit to be a professor in this law school. Well, I have a limited education. What's the qualifications? Well, look, I'm glad that you asked that. Here's what you need to do to qualify to teach in your law school. Notice, if you would, in verse number 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thine heart and with all of thy soul and with all of thy might. God said, this is how you meet the qualifications. You're a parent. And if you're going to teach these laws, he said, you're going to have to love God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might. Look down in verse number 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. I'm talking to you about the professors in a law school, about you starting a law school in your home, about you teaching your children the Ten Commandments. Now, what would be wrong with that? Could there anybody under the sound of my voice or watching by live stream, really, that would be sensible, that could walk up to your preacher after the service today and say, you know what, I don't think I should start a law school in my home, and here's why. Why? Because you don't want your child not to steal? The Bible says, thou shalt not steal. Shouldn't you teach your children not to steal? By the way, if you don't teach them not to, they will. They still might. Should you not teach your children not to lie, not to bear false witness? If you don't teach them not to, they might. Amen. See, we don't teach our children to lie and to steal and to kill. We teach them not to. That's why God said you teach these Ten Commandments. Are you qualified? Is it in your heart? Do you think it's wrong to steal? Could it be that the reason our nation has moved away from teaching these is because we're not living them ourselves? Could it be that we can't teach our children and our children's children not to commit adultery because we're doing it ourselves? Could it be that we're not teaching our children and our children's children not to covet because we're doing it ourselves? I'm just asking. I think these are questions that beg to be answered. Why do we have a problem with someone preaching to start a law school and teach the Ten Commandments? Could it be that we're not willing to keep them ourselves? And yet God said in verse number 6, they should be in your heart, father, mother. It's a qualification to be a professor at your law school. So, mom and dad, I want to ask you, do you keep them? You can't teach them if you're not keeping them. You can tell them, but it'll have little to no effect. So the professors are to be the parents. And the qualifications is to love the Lord. Look at it there one more time now before we move on in verse number 5. With all of thine heart, do you qualify? Do you love God with all of your heart? Is God number one in your life, or is he just kind of a throwback when nothing else is going on? Searching question, isn't it? Isn't it, brethren? Well, and I'll tell you right now, preacher, I just don't know about this. This is that Old Testament. Well, I think we have about 5 more minutes. Let's go to Mark chapter number 12, and let's answer that question before I close out back in Deuteronomy. Mark chapter number 12, there was an individual who came to Jesus in Mark chapter 12, and he asked him a very good question. He said, what's the greatest law? You in Mark chapter 12? When you find Mark chapter number 12, I'm in Luke. When you find Mark chapter number 12, look if you would in verse number 29. We'll back up to verse number 28 to get this the question, who's asking the question. Mark 12, verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, you listening? I just read it to you in Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Look, if you would, at verse number 31. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. What you going to teach your children greater than what we're looking at this morning? It's what Jesus said. Is that what he said, brother? It's what he said. Now let's go back to Deuteronomy. You ready to start that law school? Number one, start it in your home. That's where the campus is, in your home. You're there with them every day. Teach them. You can't teach them overnight. Teach them here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. And when you teach it to them one time, teach it to them again. Because no one's ever told a child, say thank you now, and they picked right up on it and started saying thank you and never stopped. Am I right, folks? You have to tell them, what do you say? And about the 568th time, what do you say? And then they say, thank you. Man, it kicked in. Amen. And then they say it about 4 times in a row, and you think, man, they got it. And then they take something, don't say a word, and you say, oh, man, here we go. Just keep teaching them. You're back in Deuteronomy. We're going to close here now. The parents or the professors, what's the curriculum? These 10 commandments. Teach them. Teach them the commandments. Say, preacher, I want to teach them about Jesus. And you should. I want to teach them about grace and mercy and God's holiness, and you should. But Jesus said there's none greater than right here. This is where you start. You teach your children the 10 commandments. We saw last week it causes reverence in your children. It'll cause righteousness in your children. It'll cause respect. I gave you how last week, I hope that you were listening. I hope you wrote it down. Every commandment teaches respect. Teaches respect for God, respect for your parents, respect for people's property, respect for others. It teaches respect. Why do we live in a society with no respect? Because we've forgotten, as a society, these 10 commandments. And so he says here, start your law school. Ready to start one up? Broyles Law School. It's got a good name to it. I like the ring. Amen? Start one up. Merriman Law School. I think with the Merriman's, though, we're going to go with Merriman School of Law. Just sounds a little better. Start your law school. You be the professor. You teach those children, those grandchildren, the Ten Commandments. That's the curriculum. Who's the students, preacher? The children. As we close here, I want to give you some advice. Enroll them early. Enroll them early and teach them daily. Well, I'm going to drop them off at Sunday school. It's not the Sunday school's place to train your children. Now listen, if you bring your children to Sunday school, your pastor, your preacher appreciates that, and listen, hats off to you. I hadn't forgotten, and I know my wife hadn't forgotten, what it is to get up on a Sunday morning and get four kids ready that want to run in every different direction and try to get ready for Sunday school. If it wasn't a sin to cuss, I believe we'd probably had a few flying. You know I'm just kidding. Boy, the devil to test you on Sunday morning, won't he? Getting them babies ready. Now, he will. Because he doesn't want you to come and sit and listen and learn and follow through and obey what you learn, because he doesn't want your life to change. And in order for your life to change, you're going to have to take instruction and apply this instruction. You say, I just don't think he's any help for me, preacher. Oh, listen to me. You vastly underestimate the power of Almighty God. Please. I have one final thing, and then we'll stand and pray. You ready to start that law school? Would you start it tomorrow? Would you allow your home to become a school of law and start teaching these Ten Commandments? Number two, would you be the professor? Would you use these? We've got 100 of these ordered. Brother Benny ordered them, and we want to give one to every family. It's the Ten Commandments. Because I want you to have them. I want you to hang them up in your home. The Bible says so. We'll see it in just a moment. I want you to teach your children. It's not just hot air, brethren. This is a burden on my heart. See, I believe every word of this book. And I believe when God said this is the greatest commandment, I believe he means that. This is where it's at right here. This is where you get your children ready to receive the rest of what God has for them. This is the foundation. This is it. As professors, would you use this as the curriculum? Children, as your parents enroll you, would you come to class every day and sit up straight and listen? Because if you will, it's going to be well for you. It's going to be prolonged days. God's blessing is going to be on you when you follow these teachings, you see. It'll bring your family together. It will. And then finally, every school needs a laboratory. This is my final thought. Preacher, you don't know. My children are going in every kind of different direction. Yeah, I know. We raised four, okay? I do know a little bit about it. So what do? My children's already gone. Well, it's not too late. What do? My grandchildren. It's not too late to teach your grandchildren. Notice what the Bible says here. Let's begin reading at verse number 7, and this is where we'll close. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And we'll talk about that in next Sunday's message. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Put them up. Put them in your hallways. Put them in your living rooms. Hang them in your dining areas. Your kids' bedroom. Let them see them. Reward them for memorizing them. And then compliment them when they keep them. Teach your children. Don't leave them to themselves. Teach them. Have high expectations of them. Look over in verse number 20. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what meaneth these testimonies and these statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? What does it mean, thou shalt not commit adultery, Dad? What a great opportunity to teach. What does covet mean? You see what's happening here? You see it in verse number 20? He said, you start teaching them, and what it does, it generates curiosity in your child that will open up communication. And he said, when your children come and they say, hey, what does this mean? And then he said, you say unto them in verse 21, son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders and great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon his household before his eyes. And he said, you begin to tell them in verse 24 that the Lord commanded us to do these statutes. In other words, when your children ask you, why should I do this? Don't say, because I said so. Say, because God said so, son. That's why. See, because I said so changes. You listening? Because we change. God's word never changes. You tell them, we're going to do this because God said so. And God's word never changes. Let's stand to our feet. Now, I preached a message to you that God laid on my heart. And I realize that some in some circles today that that might not be very popular, but you know, I said it last week, I'm going to say it again. It's not my place to fill this building up. It's filled. God did that. See, that's God's place. My place is not to fill the sanctuary. My place is to fill the pulpit. That's my responsibility, to preach the word. If I've said anything that's outside of the word of God, you come to me today. I stay straight in the Bible. It's just we live in a woke of a joke of a society that's soft and can't handle hard truth. Don't you be there. You say, God, I need this. My family needs this. God, we need you. Would you bow your head with me just for a moment?